news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
In a phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday, President Biden expressed support for a ceasefire in the escalating violence between Israel and Hamas militants in Gaza, and he floated the possibility of international diplomatic involvement. Netanyahu, meanwhile, has vowed to continue strikes against Hamas targets. Israel has been conducting airstrikes against Hamas targets in Gaza for 8 days in response to rocket fire by Palestinian militants. The militants have been fighting Israeli efforts to evict Palestinians from their homes for decades in order to make room for new far-right Israeli settlements. That's what prompted this round of fighting. More than 200 people have already been killed in the conflict, most of them Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. This fighting has been the most intense since the 2014 war between Israel and Hamas. The U.S. has been in touch with foreign ministers of Saudi Arabia, France, Qatar, Egypt, and Pakistan, but demands from Israel and Hamas have so far precluded any solutions. Meanwhile, the rocket attacks and airstrikes continue. The president of the National Nurses United Union is criticizing the CDC guidelines that vaccinated people can do away with masks, saying it's confusing and could endanger healthcare workers. One problem is that this new guidance relies on an honor system in which unvaccinated people still are supposed to wear masks. And frankly, those who refuse to get vaccinated have no honor. President Biden says there will be enough COVID-19 vaccine supply for every American adult by the end of May, and his administration is pledging millions more vaccine doses to other countries on top of the 60 million already committed. But there's always the worry that there will be yet another surge. We're now learning about another coronavirus variant first detected in India that has now gone global. The B.1.617 is a, quote, variant of concern, which means it could be more transmissible, cause more severe disease, or evade tests and treatments. Experts believe this variant is driving the recent wave of infection in India. Well, we told you yesterday, but we need to reiterate today. The Supreme Court has agreed to take up a key abortion case next term that could pose a major challenge to Roe v. Wade. The case concerns a controversial Mississippi law that banned most abortions after 15 weeks. A federal judge struck down the law in 2018, but now that the court has a 6-3 conservative majority, it could set a new precedent that emboldens other states to enact similar laws. Several already have. South Carolina, Oklahoma, and Idaho passed heartbeat bills this year. In Arkansas and Oklahoma, they enacted near-total abortion bans, and Montana banned the procedure at 20 weeks. Now, none of these bills is in effect yet, with some held up in court. For the record, polling indicates that a majority of Americans want Roe to stay in place. 15 unions that represent law enforcement officers across the country have endorsed a policing plan that includes an unprecedented change in the way unions protect bad police officers. Under the plan, officers and those in supporting professions would be encouraged to act as active bystanders and intervene when another union member is doing something wrong. Well, that would be a good first step. Meanwhile, in North Carolina, the findings of a state investigation into the police shooting of Andrew Brown Jr. is expected to be released. Brown's family recently got to see more of the footage, which had been hidden from them, and there's a dispute as to what the video actually shows. A little further south in Florida, former Seminole County tax collector Joel Greenberg, an associate of Congressman Matt Gaetz, has pleaded guilty to 6 federal charges, including sex trafficking of a minor. It's all part of a plea deal with prosecutors. Now, Gaetz was not mentioned in the agreement, but the pledge of cooperation by Greenberg could spell trouble for Gaetz. Federal prosecutors are investigating whether the two men paid underage girls and prostitutes for sex. Gaetz has denied he ever paid for it or had sex with a minor. Greenberg admitted under his plea deal that he did pay at least one underage girl to have sex with him and other men. Greenberg pleaded guilty to just 6 of the 33 charges he'd been facing, but still is looking at a mandatory minimum prison sentence of 12 years. Well, one more step on our way back to some semblance of normalcy. The White House on Monday released the 2020 federal tax returns of President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden, showing that their income dropped as Biden campaigned for the presidency. They reported earning $607,336 last year and paying $157,414 in federal income taxes. That makes their tax rate 25.9%. By comparison, the average rate for all Americans is 14.6%. The White House also released the returns of Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband, Doug Emhoff. And yes, this restored a tradition broken by the former guy, who said he couldn't release his returns because they were being audited. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the Biden administration expected to continue releasing his returns, quote, as should be expected by every president of the United States. On a related note, Donald Trump, you know, the man who proudly claims to be a billionaire but has carefully avoided every opportunity to prove it, has reportedly taken tens of thousands of dollars in federal pension payments since leaving office in January. The Daily Beast reporting that Trump has taken $65,600 in pension payments since he was evicted from the White House. During his one term in office, Trump made a big deal about donating his salary to federal agencies. But it appears now that he's not in office anymore, he has no problem taking taxpayers' money. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.